The future for the Rohingya children of Myanmar looks bleak. Under the current education system, a child would be lucky to complete the fourth grade. They will receive, at most, a high school education. The vast majority, 60%, have never even been to school because their families are too poor. An estimated 80% of Rohingya are illiterate.
There are not enough schools, and some children's parents cannot afford the cost of the school supplies for their children.
There are only 5 government schools for all 12 Rohingya camps in Myanmar's western Rakhine state, and little education assistance. NGOs like Save the Children and UNICEF have set up temporary learning spaces, but even these classrooms are understaffed and underfunded.
We've gotten some stationery from the government education department last year, but this year we haven't gotten any support or relief from the government. I teach standing up because the government has never provided me with a chair to sit on.
There is one upper school for the Rohingya camps, but only 2 students graduated in 2015 due to the poor level of teaching. Hila A. Yin, the educational assistant director for the Rakhine State Parliament, defends the government's educational programs for Rohingya, who she refers to as Bengali, a term preferred by the Myanmar government but rejected by Rohingya residents.
Yes, we've arranged a basic education service for them, although they're living in a separated community. Even our general director is taking responsibility for it. Now, I heard that new school buildings will be provided in both Bengali and Rakhine refugees camps soon.
Even if help arrives soon for those in the camps, any university-level education is impossible here. The Rohingya are barred from attending college in Rakhine, despite the fact that the refugee camp looks out over the gates of the region's only university. Myanmar's government justified the exclusion of Rohingya from Sitwe University as a way to maintain peace after a wave of anti-Muslim violence in 2012. Now they can only glimpse the promise of higher education through a guarded wall covered in barbed wire. Katrina Kaufman for VOA News, Sitwe.